U.S. greater than what is a census and why it is mandatory for Malaysians to participate, World of Buzz Home News Current Affairs Social Stories Society People Features Lifestyle Travel Food Events and Places Beauty and Fashion Tech Culture Music Relationships Film and TV Sports Opinion Videos Munch Advertise Contribute an article. Contact Connect with us World of Buzz What is a census and why it is mandatory for Malaysians to participate News. What is a census and why it is mandatory for Malaysians to participate? It's been 3 years since Tian Haveen's death. Here's what you can do to stop bullying. Drunk drivers in Malaysia could be fined up to RM150,000 and jailed up to 20 years if found guilty. UK tourist shares grateful post for how Malaysia handled COVID-19. IPTA students to receive 15% reduction for their hostel and service fees. Current Affairs Social Stories Society. Majin Company shares the struggles of the Temuan Orang Asli community, here's their story. Roti Kanai Sarong Teller, Malaysia's latest food trend and we want it. Dr. Nor Hisham gets praised by American colleague for his methods of handling COVID-19 in Malaysia. Did you know that Sarawak still uses English as its official language? Here's why. Congratulations Dr. Masliza Mamhad for being Oxford's second Majin female associate professor. People Features Lifestyle. Delivery Pomeranian works overtime to support the burden of being adorable. 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Malaysians are going crazy for these 5 popular skincare trends, but do they work? Here's what we know. H&M, Aldo and 6 popular fashion brands that are closing down stores due to COVID-19. Yakult cheesecake is actually a thing and here's the recipe for you to try. Travel food events and places beauty and fashion tech culture. 10 types of people you might meet on dating apps. Justin, Granty Mahara, host of Mythbusters, has passed away at 49, from a brain aneurysm. Glee star Naya Rivera's body found in California Lake after 6-day search. Study shows that we will never forget the songs we listened to in our teens. Glee star, Naya Rivera presumed drowned after 4-year-old son found drifting alone in boat. Music relationships film and TV sports opinion. Why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Should victims be blamed for sexual harassment when even religious clothing is sexualized? Al Jazeera making false claims against Malaysia, frontliner who treated immigrants speaks out. Stop victim blaming and promoting rape culture in Malaysia. Videos. Malaysians ride roller coaster 18 times. Alexander 23 spins the Malaysian wheel. Chup. Ratatouille makes wonton mee. Black lives in Malaysia. What is racism like for you? One Malaysia plays, left 4 dead 2. Munch share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Want to help your community but you are unable to do so due to personal restrictions? Well, here's your shot that doesn't require you to do anything else besides answer some very simple questions. The Malaysian government is currently in the process of conducting census for 2020 and the first thing that comes to our mind is, especially for us millennials and Gen Zs, what's a census? Well, here's what we've found out. The population and housing census. A census, Banshee, in Malay, or more officially known as the Population and Housing Census, is conducted every 10 years. In Malaysia, where government officials would go door to door conducting a survey to update their information on our country's population and their residences. Have you seen these cards stuck outside your front door? The census has been conducted 6 times in Malaysia, beginning since 1960. But why is it important? Well, once the government gains all the information they need on the general public such as size, distribution, composition and socioeconomic characteristics of the population and housing in Malaysia, they'll be able to better determine how to fairly divide the billions of ringgit worth of government finances. The data you provide can help communities that lack general amenities. For example, if you're living in a rural area where there are a lack of proper roads, taking part in the census can contribute to the government realizing that better roads are needed in your area, and the same goes for the need for schools, hospitals, public transportation and other vital amenities. This information can also help businesses create job opportunities as they'll be able to determine whether they can open factories, offices and shops in that vicinity. And you can help contribute to all of this just by taking part in a survey, and also, it's mandatory for the general public to participate under Act of Banshee 1960. So, how do you do it? Banshee 2020. Over the previous censuses, government officials would actually go house to house and door to door to collect the data that they needed. But due to the fears of the coronavirus and the advancement in technology, the authorities have set up the My Census online portal where the general public can safely participate in the census without having to risk anything. For information on how to participate in the online census, as according to the official My Census website, a postcard containing all the necessary information will be sent to your home with further instructions and an invitation code, so, look out for that postcard. If you have any inquiries, you can visit My Census. To pre-register for the e-census invitation code, click here. Only those with an invitation code can access e-census. Remember, if you receive the postcard, you have been mandated to participate. Stay tuned for more updates. Also read, why are politicians who give racist remarks still being allowed to represent Malaysians? Source, WordPress source, Saya Anak Bangsa Malaysia share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Contribute an article advertise contact terms of service privacy policy. Part of the INFLUASIA network. Copyright 2020 World of Buzz. All rights reserved. You have reached the end of this story.